Torah Or, Parshat Vayetze, Page Chof Beis. Okay, we start learning the beard on this to understand how can an Evan, how could the stone which is inanimate become a Beis Elikim? So he says, the Inyan of Tzavi Yeshua Siakai, the 370 revelations, and also Shin Ayin is Vayisha Hashem El Kayim Al Mechasi turning. Okay, so we're starting over here. Okay, we'll start the fifth line from the top of the page of Chav Beis. So he says, "Vehinyan Nahedin." This inyan of the 370 lights. What does it mean? Lights, revelations. From Shoch Salolu, and these bringing down that Yaakov Avinu brings down. Hainu Gili Ha'Odes from Shoch Asmeir Einsof Atzmei. These are all revelations from Einsof. From the infinite level of Hashem, Shekshmei Kainhu, like its name implies, Ein Leisof, there's no end to it, meaning it's infinite. Veine Begeder Almin Klal, that level of Alokus is not at all in the realm of world. Vekula Kamei Kli Mamish Choshev, and everything in that level is considered nothing. Ves Mles Machshava Tvisebei, and no mind can grasp him. Veein Areichelav, and nothing's even connected to him. So he says, Yaakov Avinu brings down the 370 revelations represent an infinite revelation of Hashem, that in that level of Elokus world doesn't exist. Why? Because what gives life to the world? Only the level of Malchus, which is the lowest level of Elokus. And what exists on heaven and earth? Only a slight ray of the Shechina, not the essence of Hashem himself. It's only Ziva Ha'ada Ba'alma, HaMislabish HaMispashatis B'teich Almin, that manifests itself into the worlds, L'Savaysam U'L'Chayesam, to make him exist and to make him live, L'Yiz Chayamim V'Kayamim Mayayin L'Yesh B'chinas Telev V'Hest Erintz of Atzmei Shli'Yiz V'Atleim Mitzias, meaning like this. When infinite, we learned already, when infinite revelation of Hashem is revealed, finite world cannot exist. In order for the finite world to exist, Hashem has to limit this infinite revelation of Elokus. He has to make only a ray of his name, like it says, Heidei Aleretz, a ray of his name, which is the level of Malchus, and because it's so limited, that it makes the worlds exist, that they don't become nothing like it was before. Hainu, which means, Aide kama tzimtzumim v'slapshes sheinus, through many concealments, contractions, limitations. V'yiridus ha-madregus, when the levels come down, kederech v'seder ishtalshelus, when it comes into the world. In other words, worlds exist from a limited level of Hashem, keeping it in existence. And like he's going to say, if it would be an infinite revelation of Hashem in the world couldn't exist. Therefore, what does exist in the world? Only a ray, only ziv, haydei. But Hashem himself is Rambam v'nisa. And therefore, by nature, that level is infinitely greater than the world. Therefore, by day, Bechinus Yaakov Yud Akev. So, what does Yaakov Avinu do? Tzave Yeshua Yaakov. Yaakov reveals these 370 revelations of Hashem, meaning the infinite revelation of Hashem. The infinite revelation of Hashem, Yaakov Avinu brings down into the finite world, and the finite world can still exist. Nimshech Erin Tzabor Shalemailim Bechinus Ishtaushas. The level of Elokus, which is above world, Sheyore Lamata Begilui HaNefesh Elokus, to be revealed in the Nefesh Elokus, Shebechol Echem Yisrael, within every single Jew, Liyaz Gili Erin Tzav Baruch Hu Mamashol Nafshi. So the question, why doesn't the world explode? First of all, it's only coming to the Neshama, he says. First of all, it's revealing itself to the Nefesh of the Jew. Secondly, through Torah Mitzvahs, we elevate the world to a level that it can handle the infinite. In other words, by nature, infinite revelation of Hashem cannot be revealed in a finite world. Therefore, there had to be what was called Tzimtzum Harishon. Hashem had to remove all the infinite revelation to reallow limited existence to exist. Now that there's a world, we're doing Torah Mitzvahs, and there's a Neshama in the world, so then Yaakov Avinu is able to bring down, or for that matter, any time a Jew does a mitzvah, he's able to bring down the infinite level of Elokus into the finite world. V'hainu, how does he do it? He took the stones of the place and put it around his head.
But that's physical. That's
one second. Avonim and Asius. Avonim are the letters of stones, are the level of letters. Like it says in Sefer Yetzirah. Two stones built two houses. The reason why letters are called stones, just like through many stones. Nivna bayis l'shevis adam. In other words, like we learned before, many stones create a house. Many houses create a block. A block creates a neighbor to a city, a state, to a country, whatever. Kachai de kama tzurufi asis. Through a combination of many letters comes words. For many tzurufi tevis, nasin and sholim. Through many words, many letters become a word. Many words become a sentence, paragraph, chapter, book, whatever.
And the tefillah that we are doing here. All the
what?
The tefillah that we are doing, the davening that
right.
We are doing, it's a lot of word that's coming out.
But the words of Kedusha.
Yes.
And that is the revelation of Elokus in the world.
And we built the batim.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Shemitech and move and musik ezas kol v'asaga. That through many words together you reveal an intellectual concept. Therefore, just like a person lives in a house, Seichel lives in the words. And like the expression that the beauty of a man is to live in a house, through the combination of stones. Okay? So he says like this. Number one, why are stones likened to letters? Or why are letters likened to stones? Because just like stones build a house, many houses in it. Letters build a word, many words. Just like a person lives in a house, Seichel is able to reveal itself in speech. And another reason why letters are called stones, just like stones are inanimate objects. And they have no connection whatsoever to the person who lives in the house, which is built from stone. Right? A person lives in the house, but the person and stones are really not connected. One's inanimate, one's human. The same thing, the letters are the level of daimon. Compared to the seichel, which is in them, yet, there's no connection between seichel and letters. Therefore, just like the stones of the house are bottled to the person, the letters of speech, or thought for that matter, are bottled to the seichel. And lechein nikra vayitzvokis. Eisu b'tzvadile, meaning shekol ha'olim mitzvabruyim. All the worlds and creations. Nisavu b'chinas eitzi shebasara maimoris. Are all created from the ten utterances. Shenivra b'ma'olim yiyari yiraki and so on. All of them are created from letters. Just like stones make a house, letters make a world. And even the malachim, elef alafim, thousand, ribir of over 10,000 times 10,000. Like the Gemara says, infinite creations, are all bottled to the letters that created them. What created all these infinite malachim and hosts of the heaven and planets and everything and stars and everything is the word of Hashem. The Dvar Hashem. So obviously, if that's their creation, that's their existence, they're all bottled to it. Kebitul ha'isius, just like the bittul of letters, which are inanimate, legabi ha'seichel. Right? The seichel the letters are bottled to the seichel. Me'ach Hashem v'b'chinas gvul. Because world is limited, the universe is limited. The Gemara says, Tak Shana, 500 years this and that and that. V'nevraim chudosh miyayin liyesh. Therefore, hare ein arech elav yizborech. Therefore, nothing in the world is comparison to Hashem. In other words, he's bringing out, he's saying, how did Yaakov Avinu reveal this infinite level of Elokus, the Shin Ayin Haydin, not the ray of the Shechina, but Ein Sof, infinite, into the world by putting the stones around the head. She's explaining the way stones, letters, are the vessels for Seichel, right? They're the Kalim for Seichel, and yet they're completely bottled to the Seichel. Completely bottled to the Seichel. Like it says in the realm of numbers, Shemisper Echad. One, Legabi Elef Alofim, compared to a million, one and a billion are connected. It's only a billion times more, a million times more, a thousand times more, but it's all connected. But one, compared to infinite, there is no connection. So therefore, lochein nikra eisu b'tzavad l'shakoa tzvokis eina ela eis echad l'gabi arin sa baruchu. Therefore, all the tzvois at Shemayim, right, tzivis Hashem, all the tzvois of the host of the heaven, or tzva Shemayim, all the host of the heaven, are nothing compared to Hashem. Because it's all one compared to infinite. V'inei ba'av ne'amokim. It says, what did he do by about the stones? Shem b'chin is asius, which are, like we said before, the concept of letters, limitation. It says, v'yosim mirashes, if he put him around his head. What does it mean he put it around his head? Shegbiya v'hela asim l'mayla, mayla b'chin is ishtalshlos. He took the avnei hamokim, he took this inanimate object, and he elevated it above his head. Head represents Chochmah, and down, the body is the 10 spheres. He took the Avonim, which is Daimim, he took it over his head, Hainu, Lebchin is Seviv Kol Almin, to the level of Seviv Kol Almin. Therefore, he says like this, Fisha Eis, he said, Mechin is Daimim, because they are the inanimate, Lekach Yashlam Kerech V'Yechelis Nalis Nemaila Maila. Dafka, because they're low, are they connected to the super high? Like he said, Nars Chilasim B'Seifan. B'Seiviv Kol Almin is a mashal ha-eagle, is like the mashal of a circle, Shemimata Nasa Maila, from lower becomes higher. In a circle, there's no higher or lower. Right? Dafka Daimim, because it is so low, is Yaakov Avinu able to put it higher than world to the level of Seviv Kol Almin? Because Dafka, the lowest, has the most bittul, because Daimim is, there's no life of its own. Because it's bottle, so therefore it could reach the level higher than Nishtalshalas, to the level of Seviv Kol Almin. And that's how he's able to bring down the Seviv Kol Almin into the stones. Therefore, he's able to bring the Shin Ayin Nahed in Tzavi Yeshua Yisya'kei. He's able to bring him down into the world.
That power?
Who, Yaakov? Yeah.
That's tremendous.
Duh. By the way, I'll tell you a little secret. Me and you have the same power. You're doing mitzvah. That's exactly what you're doing. The question Yaakov in was before Matan Torah. So he did it on his level. I don't know. Why the number, where's number 370 come? I don't know. Ela ei sayud, shubachin is klia chochma. Ewe chochma keach ma bitchin is bittul, therefore, shade, no, I'm sorry, I skipped. Vinek siv, mi vayikach me avne hamokim. He didn't take all the stones. He took me avne hamokim, means from the stones. Not all letters, man, the stones and letters are interchangeable now. He said, "Ve'ikach me'avni amokim ve'yosim erasheisav." He took certain letters, certain stones, certain level of daimim, and elevated higher than ishtalshlus. Why didn't he take all the stones? Because not all the stones could be elevated. Why? Ela ois yud. Only the letter yud, shubachin is kli chachma, which is a keli for chachma, because chachma keich mabachin is bitul, lachain, sheda shamum is gala earning tabarcha sefer kolamin. Therefore, what, according to what the Alter Rebbe is explaining now, what stones did he take? What letters did he take? The letter Yud, which is Bittul. So Bittul is a Keli to save of Kolam. For when he took the Avanim, which is Daimim, the lowest level, and he put it around his head, meaning higher than his head, he elevated the lowest to the highest to save of Kolam. But he only took those letters that are Bottle, which is the letter Yud, and therefore it could be a Keli to that. 12 yuds. I mean, it wasn't. Took 12 stones, but it represents an Aveda. Listen, today's Shir Chumash is about to color the sticks of Yaakov Avinu, yeah? Dakudim, those are the. It was Yaakov Avinu putting on tefillin, it was level tefetas, colored sticks. I mean, yeah, they were colored sticks, but what he was doing was not colored sticks. He wasn't coloring book. He didn't have a coloring book there with colored sticks. I mean, the physical stones represent, especially by the others, represent the elevating the level of Aesius that, like this, in letters of creation, is only a limited level of Elokus. That's how he created a limited world. Like you said before, you reveal infinite, you're not going to have a finite world. So therefore, how did Hashem create a finite world? Through letters. But what did Yaakov Avinu take? He took the letters, elevated them above his head, and therefore was able to reveal the infinite level of Elokus into the finite world. That's what he accomplished. And he did it even in Choron. This was the preparation for Choron to be able to elevate the sparks of Lavan, which are the lowest of the low, yeah, Ravan Arami, to elevate it to Kedusha. What?
This was not in Choron, this was in Beis HaMikdash. Which is
I understand, but he's on the way to Chodin. He's preparing. This is the preparation, Taka. Like I said, this is the preparation, the koyach that the, of the dream that he's going to be able to do this in Chodin.
But the place that he did it is the most elevated place, anyways.
I mean, I understand.
It was like practice.
Not practice. It gave him the koyach by doing it in Kedusha. Then he was able to do this in Klipa.
Okay. Only Yud is Batu. From all the 22 letters.
From all the 22 letters, Yud is Batul. Yud is Chochma, Kerech Ma. Every letter is holy. You know, even the letters that the Isaiah says are false letters, fake letters, and all that, they're still Lashon Kodesh. But relatively speaking, he says the level of Chochma. V'zeo Evan Asher Samer Asheisav. He said that he took the Evan that he put around his head. And then he made Vayosem Esam Atzevam. He made it into a monument, Kedagume, Vishava Yasekame, like it says, Kamalumasi, Vigamnitzavam. Okay? Meaning, what does that mean? It says, Shemasha Haiso Evan Menachas Lamata Ba'aretz. Until now, the stone was on the ground, right? Where are stones? On the ground. Heikem Esam, he picked it up. Vigbia Esam Eid Mimata Lamaila, Aino Aliyah Acher Aliyah. Okay, meaning he picked it up, as Targum says, he picked it up and elevated it from the level of ground to make it a matseva of Hashem, which is aliyah aliyah to the yud gimel midas rachmim, which are the yud and the vavin. Okay, whatever. Kimokim minikas the side of aguma shalah is a level of yud. Okay, so he says in here, the hole that the hair is in is a level of yud. It's like a dot. And then the hair that comes out is the vav. Sheam shachas b'chinas vav. V'zal v'yosem erasheisav. V'yosem eisem matseva. He first put it around his head. Right? He elevated it to a level higher than world. Then he made it into matseva, meaning shemetchila kasher sam erasheisav. It was only the level of yud. And then he made it a matseva, which is a level above, like you said before in the actual maimer itself. The matseva is up and down, right? That's the letter above. So what did Yaakov Avinu do? By elevating the stones to the level of Yud, of Chochma, of Bittul, he was able to bring it down now in a Matseva going up to down, which is a level Vav.
Rabbi, he elevated that one composite stone. He picked it up, and then he put oil on it afterwards?
That's what it says in the book.
So he picked up this one stone, and then he put oil on it?
Vayikacho Avinu asher samar asheithav, right? And then it's over. He's Vayitzik Shemin Aresha. He picked it up. He's a very strong guy, Yaakov Avinu.
Oh, okay. And then he put oil on it.
Yeah. He picked up in this week's, a stronger rock that the guys couldn't do it.
The guys had to gather and
really
had to get back.
Haynu Yisalos Chochma Shebenefesh. Elevating the level of Chochma the Nefesh. Okay? Because the neshama in the body goes through letters to come into the body. Therefore, the neshama itself needs to be elevated from lower to higher to earn into Baruch Hu. Ha-seviv kol almin, and then from the Yud Gimel Midas Rachmim, and then it comes Chochma Davka. Okay, what's the Alter Rebbe saying in this beard of the stone stuff? He took Daimim, which is the lowest, but because it's the lowest, it's wedged in the beginning. So he was able to elevate the level of Mei Avnei Amokim, the level of Yud, of the Asius, to elevate it above the head, elevating the Neshama of the Jew, because now the neshama is in the body. So now you need to elevate the neshama back to the way it was in the source, higher than Ishtaushus, higher than worlds. And then he was able to make a matseva, which is bringing it down, you know, by first elevating it to a stage of Kedusha, then it's able to bring the Kedusha back down here.
Well, before we learn that Hamshacha of Yud into Vav is bringing Sechel into the Midot, there's no connection here to bring it down?
Bringing it down is into Midas and even lower. Midas is lower than Seichel. So first he elevates it to a level higher than Seichel. And once it's bottled to Lukus, then he can reveal a Lukus in it. Otherwise he can't reveal a Lukus if something's not a vessel for it. So he has to elevate the vessel to become an infinite level, Seivim Kol Almin, where there is no, it's a circle, which is no higher and lower, and then you're able to reveal a Lukus down here.
Anything, it must come into either midot, lower to for it to have.
Hishtalshus got to go from seichel to midas.
Into, for it to have some kind of a
intermediary.
Right.
Yeah, it goes straight. It can't go straight from say. Usually, it doesn't go from seichel. It goes through midas. That's hishtalshus.
Rabbi, we're talking about the source of
because the hair on the head with the mousse or without the mousse is still klipa. It has to be cut. Because this is klipa and this is kedusha. That's the whole vart. To Yud Gimel Mitzrachmim, Zikan An Sheyed Alpi Medesav. To Yud Gimel Mitzrachmim is in the hair of the beard. Therefore, that's not supposed to be cut, and the hair that's on the head has to be cut. Long hair is despicable according to Torah.
What about the head, Rabbi?
The head that doesn't help cutting it off. A bar mitzvah kid once came into the Rebbe, and you know the Rebbe used to ask him to say the pilpul and mime a little bit, and then the Rebbe would ask a question. So a kid had a pilpul. What happens if somebody doesn't have an arm? What do you do with tefillin? And the kid started saying the pilpul. So the Rebbe looked at him, smiled, and said, "And if you don't have a head, what do you do?" So you know, the head is good to have. Okay, skip the haggah. Next paragraph. Ach ein the tachas samachuvin. That's not the ultimate goal, though. Bringing it down into the matzev is not the ultimate goal. Then it went a step further. He poured oil on the head of the matzev. Shem and I know I'm shochas chochmilo shia teda, chochmilo which is teda, which with the tzeinah is baruch shenim shchah b'chinis Yaakov Yud Akiv. That's the level of Teda coming down through Yaakov Avinu. Like it says, Vayokam Eidos Ben Yaakov, V'Teda Sambi Yisrael, Lias Be'esek, HaTeda Shalemata. What did Yaakov Avinu accomplish? He poured oil on the head, and the oil obviously goes down to the bottom. Meaning, you're taking this level of Kedusha, of Chochma Vashem, Shemen, and you're bringing it down all the way into physical cows and donkeys and ganovim and liars and swindlers. Like he says, Amach leparv chamor, gilui hamshachas chochmi ilah. Okay? The bringing down of chochmi ilah. Shakol prati halach shenifredu, that all the halachas that deal with separated things, cows, donkeys, animals, whatever it is, hem yisidos and ba'arei kedushayin chochmi ilah, are all connected to the level of Hashem's chochma. Why? The Alter Rebbe says this expression in Tanya, Shekach chayva chochmos yiritzayni yizbarach. As Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, Shekach ole bitzayni yizbarach, kshayitin ruvin kach v'kach, v'shimin kach v'kach, yepsak b'neim kach v'kach. What does Hashem make in Teda? That if Ruvin says, and one of them's a liar, right? They're lying. One of them's lying. Or all they're both lying, whatever. Somebody's lying. Hashem's wisdom demands that if this is what this guy says, this is what this guy says, even though one of them could be a liar, Chayteris Emes, is dealing with cows, animals, ganovim, liars, murderers, the terrible thing. But this is what it's still connected to the highest level of Chochma. Why? Because Hashem's Chochma says, if this is what the case is, this is the halacha. That means even the lowest of the low is still connected to the level of Chochma.
I mean, the Haggadah is by the Semel Sedek, no?
I don't say, or...